All right. Well, good evening. I guess it's Thursday night, Grace Point. We're working through Matthew. Excuse me one second. Awesome. We're in Matthew. We've been going through Matthew chapter 5, and we left off with Matthew 5:14. So I'm going to pray, and we'll get right into it. Father, thank you for your word. Your word's powerful. It's quick. I just ask you to help me this morning or this evening, Lord, to get the word out and to get the things out that you want. Open our hearts and our minds to your word, Father. Open our understanding as we preach and as we receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let me read this section and we'll just get into it. We talked about you're the salt of the earth, and if the salt lost its flavor, it's not good for anything. And then we're here where Jesus says, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. You know, the Bible, as I've stated many times, is an amazing book. And there are some things that are not contradictory, it doesn't, but some things are opposite. Like, there are places where Jesus has just said, when you give, you know, do it in secret. When you give alms, he's going to tell us, do it in secret. But here he's telling you, when you do good, like, let your light shine. Do you know what the difference is? Like, when do you let your light shine, and when do you do it in secret? Well, he talks about giving. You know, you do it in secret. If I'm going to give you money or if I'm going to do something, do it in secret. And what he's talking about there is we don't do things before men to get praise from men. What we do is we're serving God, and we do everything or should be doing everything to get glory from God and not glory from men. But he says in doing that, you know, your light can shine so people can see God on you and they'll give glory to God. You know, and that's the whole point of doing good works and serving God. The whole point of it and our motivation, bottom line, is always so God will be glorified in everything through Christ. So we do want to let our light shine. We don't keep it hidden. We don't keep the fact that we're Christians hidden. We let our light shine. But when we do good to others, when we certain things, we're not trying to bring attention to ourselves, pat ourselves on the back, get praise from men, and get credit. Our motivation is always to get praise from God. Always get praise from God and do things for His glory. And this whole idea of letting your light shine is actually rooted in the Old Testament. Just like I've been saying, this gospel is rooted in the Old Testament, and everything Jesus is saying, even more than the direct quotes, everything Jesus says is rooted in the Old Testament. And I want to show you that, and I'll be showing you more and more. But in Isaiah chapter 60, this very idea and this very theme is expressed. Isaiah the prophet declares, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the people, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And the nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. See that? It says, arise and shine. So he's telling you, shine for Jesus. And he actually says, it's the glory of the Lord that's upon you. One of the things, like when the Lord's really moving in me and I'm feeling God and his light is shining and I might let it out there and shine and I might post something that God's done on Facebook and get really excited about it. And I'm not really bragging. I'm really not. I feel great. I feel happy and I'm shining and I'll post something. And then later, when maybe I'm not feeling as anointed or I'm feeling more just natural, just kind of more into myself, all of a sudden what I posted might embarrass me or something, because at that moment, the glory of God's on me and I'm shining. And later on, I'm like, man, I can't believe I did that. You know, one time I went into a bar. I felt the anointing of God come on me. And I went into a bar and I preached in the bar. And there was actually four guys that came out of the bar and they prayed with me. And they gave their lives to the Lord. It was powerful. But then, you know, later, like, you know, the next day you wake up and you think, oh my goodness, what did I do? You know, because it's the Lord that's coming on you. It's His light that's coming on you, and it's shining, you know. And I think sometimes we're afraid to shine. We're afraid to be successful. We're afraid to be great. And I mean great in the Lord. I don't mean in the strength of your own might. We're afraid to be great. Sometimes people sabotage themselves because they really have a fear, not of failure, but a fear of success. Or like there's this false humility that if we do good in something or that we, you know, we're powerful in something, that we can't be humble. And that's not the truth. I think of Eric Liddell, the guy that the movie Chariots of Fire was based on, how he won a gold medal and the glory of God was on him. He actually later became a martyr in China. He became a missionary. But he gave God all the glory. But winning that medal was a great testimony to the Lord, and he gave a great example to as being a follower of the Lord. You know, recently I've just been seeing on Facebook, there's a young lady that I used to go to church with that I knew, and I think I can't think of the name of the show. It's like American Idol or American All-Star or something. And she just got this golden ticket or golden knob or whatever it is, and she's going to Hollywood, and man, that's awesome. She's a Christian lady, and she's letting her light shine. I saw when she was singing her song, these Hollywood judges, they're famous people, I saw them being touched by the anointing that was on her life. You know, she's really shining, and I believe for the Lord, you know, and shining out there. You can't be afraid to go after things in life and shine. I want to encourage you, whatever God's putting in your heart, don't be afraid to excel. Don't be afraid to succeed. Don't be afraid to let your light shine. Just remember, it's God that's working in you. It's, what does he say here? The Lord will arise upon you, and His glory will be seen on you. So just open up, say, Lord, let your glory be seen on me. You know, I believe this is the direction I'm going in life, and I want your spirit to shine through me. And he'll do it, and he'll get glory. Now, there are times when things don't go the way we want. We don't feel like we're shining, you know, and we need to give God praise and glory even in the bad times too. When we're shining and God's glory is on us, give God praise. When things aren't going as good, maybe we're going through some failure or some backups in life. You know, we give God glory then too. In all things, we give God the glory. But don't be afraid to shine. Look at this thought here in Proverbs 20, chapter 20, verse 27. It says this, "The spirit of man is the candle or the lamp of the Lord, searching all his innermost parts of the belly." Look at that. The Spirit of God is the candle of the Lord. That means the Lord is lighting our candle. The Lord is living in us, wanting to shine. It's not you that's shining anyway. Paul says that Christ in us is the hope of glory. It's the Lord in you. So what we're doing when we're shining, since our spirit is the lamp of the Lord, we're just letting the Lord shine out in our life. And it actually takes humility to allow the Lord to work in your life, because he'll want to do some amazing things in your life, and he'll want to stretch you, and he'll want you to walk by faith, and faith is always stretching you. Faith is always, causing you to reach forth and go for more. Faith is always causing you to believe for more and to love more and to raise your goals. Paul says in Philippians 3 that his goal was Christ, and he wanted to give Christ glory. and he hadn't arrived yet, but he was pressing forward. He was reaching forward for the things that were in front of him. There was more. And so God's Spirit in us is like that. God's Spirit in us is creative. It's energetic. It's powerful. There's an anointing. When our spirit is the candle of the Lord, and it reaches out and causes us to grow and causes us to be victorious and causes us to have dreams and visions and goals. And we have to arise and shine and step forward. Don't allow shame and darkness and guilt and condemnation and sin. Satan always wants to blow out your candle. He always wants to snuff you out. He always wants you to get locked up in shame and condemnation, locked up in sin, and back you off. You know, people, you rise and shine. There's always people that'll like, who do you think you are? You know, people are jealous. People want to talk bad about you. You know, like Joseph's brothers, you know, Joseph had that dream and that vision, and his brothers were jealous, and they sold him into slavery, and Joseph was shining. I don't know if he was doing it always in the proper way. You know, I don't know the relationship they had, but his dream was real, and his vision was real, and God raised him up to a powerful position. His brothers were jealous. They sold him in slavery. They tried to keep him down. You know, Daniel was mighty, and he had favor with the king. And the other wise men were jealous of him. They had him thrown into a lion's den. Always trying to keep, people will always try to keep you down, but you can't let that stop you. You can't let people stop you from doing what God's called you to do, for being who God's called you to be. God does want you to be successful in whatever your purpose is in life. God doesn't sponsor failure. Success is measured by God anyway. So your success is going to be what God's called you to do. But if God's for you in that thing that he's called you to do, then he wants you to succeed at it. He didn't call you in that to fail. You may have ups and downs. You may have bumps along the road. You may have trials like Joseph, like Daniel, like Paul. But God's intention is to get you to the other side. So don't be afraid of success. Don't be afraid of shining. Don't be afraid of following the dreams that God has put in your heart, because it's Christ in you that's the hope of glory, the hope of your success. It's Christ in you. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. And look at this in Job, I think it's Job 33:8. Here's another scripture. It talks about our spirit in relationship to the Lord. Got kind of a new Bible, and the pages they stick together. Okay. Must not be reading that right. It's Job chapter 32, verse 8. It says, but there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Or one translation says, the breath of the Almighty giveth him understanding, or makes him understand. There is a spirit in man, and the inspiration or the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. See, we are three-dimensional beings. We're spirit, mind, and body, or spirit, soul, and body. Our spirit is created in the image of God. And when we're born again, it is actually the Spirit of Christ that dwells in us. Paul said, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Don't you think Jesus wants to shine in you? Well, that spirit in man, the Word of God says, the inspiration of the Almighty gives understanding. God works in our spirit. God's inspiration will make you understand things. God's inspiration will give you wisdom. God's inspiration will shine in you. And our job, I remember Brother Paul said that we have this treasure, the treasure of the Spirit. We have this treasure in clay pots or earthen vessels. We're just a clay pot, weak and frail, can't do much, but we have a treasure on the inside of us. And that treasure is the Spirit of God in you. There is nothing more important to you than guarding and protecting that treasure, that anointing that's in you, the Spirit of God. What we listen to, what we see, how we speak, how we approach life, we need to protect that deposit, that treasure that's in us, and not allow Satan or life or enemies to snuff it out. We gotta let our lights shine. James says that God has given us a new birth. He says we become a kind of first fruits of God's creation, and we've been given a new birth through Jesus Christ. Jesus now lives in us. Folks, don't be afraid to believe it and let it shine in your life. I just think that's amazing. The fact that Christ lives in each one of us, and Christ has a plan. And see, Christ is a body, and our success and we work together. I'm here today, and I got a gentleman back here, Brian, that's doing sound, and he's doing the video, and we're working together. We are made as a body. We can't do and shine and be who we're made to be in isolation. We all need each other, and as a body, we grow up together in the image of Christ and give God glory. I can't do this. Brian's doing the sound. He's back there doing the video, but that's how Brian's shining. That's where his ability is. He's really good at those things. He's very handy. He has all these talents. He can shine. He's over there thinking how to make things better. He actually does things at the church. He's talking about how to make things better, and he has vision. And really, when I see him doing that, that's his jam. That's where he shines. That's what he's good at. And here I am, I'm doing my thing, you know, and this is what I'm good at. And all of us together, the whole body of Christ, we're a temple in God. God wants to fill up that temple, and every part, you know, every person, every piece doing its part, we can bring amazing glory to God. We can be in unity. We can work together. It's not like I'm an isolated piece or Brian's an isolated piece or, you know, other people in the body. We're all in this thing together, and we're all working for a common purpose so that Christ can fill up the temple and so that the Spirit of God can be present among us and God can get the glory and be glorified in us. So we're in this thing together. We're not just like an individual light. We're all these lights with the same Spirit, the same anointing inside of us, bringing glory to God. It's powerful. I think if we could ever get truly unified in this, where we're all on the same page, we're all working together, we all have a common purpose, we don't care who gets the credit, we want God to get all the glory, I think everybody's light's going to shine and Jesus will be glorified. All right, well, you know what? That's it for tonight. That's, I only got through that one section, but folks, don't be afraid to succeed. Don't be afraid to let your light shine. If you don't know, you know, what you're supposed to do, you know, what you're called to do, what your talents are, the Bible says, whatever you find to do, do it with all your might. So just begin where you're at, get busy, let the Lord shine in you, start serving in your church. If you're in school, do good in school. You know, whatever you're doing, shine. And when you're doing that, God will direct your steps. He'll impart wisdom and inspiration to you. He'll speak to you. But just shine where you're at. Take what you have and give it to the Lord as an offering. Let him live his life in you, and he'll be glorified in you. Father, thank you so much for this. I think the overall message tonight, Lord, is that don't be afraid to succeed. Don't be afraid to allow the glory of God to live in your life. Don't be afraid to shine. Bless us with that understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.